A recent initiative by a Toronto-based restaurant chain, Goodfella's, which operates seven establishments known for their wood oven pizzas, has sparked considerable debate. The chain introduced a 2% carbon fee on all orders, ostensibly to contribute to carbon capture efforts by supporting Tree Canada's National Greening Program, which aims to reforest areas in need. Its decision, revealed by a CTV news report, ignited a flurry of social media criticism. The chain has since changed its policy and now offers an opt-out option. The policy was implemented at the point of sale, with receipts clearly stating the intention behind the levy, to offset the carbon footprint associated with dining by investing in environmental sustainability. While the legal standing of this surcharge is not in question, provided it is not characterized as a tax, the public's response was predictably divisive. The concepts of carbon and fee alone are sufficient to provoke a public outcry, particularly in a climate of heightened sensitivity towards both food prices and environmental politics. This situation intersected with several broader socioeconomic issues. First, it underscores the volatile nature of consumer attitudes towards food pricing, an area already under scrutiny due to incidents like Wendy's dynamic pricing controversy, which was perceived as an unfair price inflation tactic. Goodfella's introduction of a carbon fee, regardless of its noble intent, was received with skepticism, with some interpreting it as yet another financial burden. Furthermore, the initiative touched upon the politically charged debate surrounding carbon taxation. With Ottawa's carbon tax policy serving as a contentious cornerstone of Canada's environmental strategy, the imposition of a similar charge by a private entity can be polarizing. Consumer reaction to Goodfella's initiative is indicative of a broader discomfort with policies perceived as mandating lifestyle changes, particularly when the public discourse around carbon emissions and climate change is so fragmented. Goodfella's implementation of this initiative also deserves criticism. The absence of an opt-out mechanism at the beginning or clear pre-dining communication about the fee suggests a lack of transparency, which is crucial in fostering consumer trust. In the current climate, any policy perceived as inflating costs is met with intense scrutiny. The restaurant industry, competitive and customer-oriented, is especially susceptible to backlash over perceived financial impositions. Trust is another critical factor. The onus is on Goodfella's to ensure that the collected fees are transparently and effectively channeled towards the intended environmental projects. This is analogous to the broader issue of tip distribution within the service industry, where there is growing concern over whether gratuities reach the intended recipients. Ultimately, Goodfella's initiative raises important questions about the effectiveness and acceptance of environmental surcharges within the restaurant industry. The critical response to this policy suggests a misalignment between the chain's intentions and consumer expectations. While addressing the carbon footprint of dining is commendable, the approach to doing so must consider consumer sentiment, especially in a leisure context where patrons seek respite from broader societal concerns. If this initiative was intended as a publicity stunt, it reveals a strategic miscalculation and underscores the need for deeper insight into modern marketing trends. The complexities of consumer behavior, particularly when tied to political and environmental matters, demand a sophisticated approach. Ultimately, Goodfella's situation serves as a warning about the challenges of incorporating environmental responsibility into business practices. It highlights the importance of clear strategy, engaging with customers, and being sensitive to the wider social and political environment. Dr. Sylvain Charlebois is Senior Director of the Agri-Food Analytics Lab and a professor in food distribution and policy at Dalhousie University. Copyright Troy Media.